that aren't aware, one of the reasons that I studied reduced tillage systems was that Montana has a very high rate of reduced and no tillage. About 60% of our acreage is in conservation tillage, and another 20% is in minimum tillage. So a little background. Tillage has previously been found in other studies to affect available soil phosphorus levels and vertical phosphorus stratification, yet almost no studies have been conducted on calcareous soils. Second, no research was located on the effects of either conventional tillage or no tillage on phosphorus uptake prior to when I wrote this grant proposal. Phosphorus uptake and phosphorus fertilizer needs could both be affected by tillage effects on either phosphorus stratification, temperature, moisture, nitrogen availability, or yield. Finally, differences in phosphorus stratification and uptake between conventional tillage and no tillage would indicate the needs for different phosphorus rates. So, some questions that we wanted to answer. First, are there differences in vertical stratification of available phosphorus between tilled and no-tilled systems in calcareous soils? Second, is phosphorus uptake different between tillage systems? And finally, therefore, should phosphorus rates be adjusted for different tillage systems? This study was conducted at the Central Agricultural Research Center, located in Moccasin, Montana. And it was done on an existing tillage study that was addressing different cropping systems and different nitrogen rates. The cropping system consisted of either fallow, spring wheat, spring pea, or winter pea cut for forage, and then all planted to winter wheat the subsequent year. The four nitrogen rates consisted of 0 up to 135 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. So this was four cropping systems, four tillage systems that I'll go through, four N rates, and four replicates, so a fairly large plot study. The four tillage treatments consisted of either long-term no-till, nine-year no-till, which we called NT-NT, 30-plus-year conventional till, which we called CT-CT, and this was conducted with sweep tillage with just one tillage pass per year. So depending where you live in the world, that's either conventional tillage or reduced tillage. I'm going to call it CT for this study. Our third system was no-till following conventional till, CTNT, and our fourth transitional system was called NTCT, or 9 years of no-till followed by 1 year of conventional till. In each of the years of this study, phosphorus was fertilized with the seed at 2 to 2.5 centimeters deep. Moccasin is located almost in the very center of Montana, and this is an aerial showing the cropping system. Study. Crops were planted east-west across the site, and then tillage systems were randomized in a north-south direction across the study area. So this shows the study site. We had spring pea, winter pea, fallow, and also spring wheat planted across the site. We sampled all soils in September 2005, just focusing on the fallow soils, and we sampled those every three centimeters from 0 down to 30 centimeters. We collected 5 soils per plot and composited those, and again we had 4 replicates in this study. And finally, our analyses were Olsen phosphorus in the top 30 centimeters and sequential phosphorus fractions in the upper 15 centimeters. Our sequential extractions were all conducted in 1 to 30 soil water suspensions, shaken overnight and centrifuged. These consisted of an anion exchange resin capsule, which should indicate high phosphorus availability, a bicarb phosphorus, also high availability, followed by a sodium hydroxide, and finally an HCl phosphorus. Sodium hydroxide should be moderate availability, and then HCl phosphorus should be relatively low availability. Phosphorus uptake was measured in tissue phosphorus analyzed from the winter wheat, which was harvested in 2006 from the same plots, the exact same plots that we collected the soils from in 2005. And we only focused on the 90 kilogram nitrogen per hectare treatment because that produced the maximum yields at this site. We also analyzed tissue phosphorus in both spring pea cut for grain and winter pea cut for forage in 2007. So what did we find? The next two graphs will be set up exactly the same. Available phosphorus is on the x-axis, going from 0 up to 20 milligrams per kilogram, and depth from the soil surface is on the y-axis, going from 0 down to 30 centimeters. The no-till, long-term no-till treatments are in green, that's this line here, and the long-term conventional, which I'm going to focus on, is in black. The transitional systems are in between those two. Probably the first thing that might catch your eye is there's very large differences between available phosphorus at the surface and down just 15 centimeters. That ratio between about 16 parts per million running down to about 3 is about a ratio of 5. That's higher than I've seen in the literature. Very high degree of stratification in all four tillage systems. The other thing you might notice here is that the difference between the surface and the very next increment down, the 3 to 6 centimeter increment down, is quite large for the long-term no-till, about 8 parts per million, whereas the conventional tillage only varied by about 2 parts per million. So even though that was a very reduced form of tillage, just one sweep tillage pass per year, we still saw very little stratification in those upper layers for conventional tillage and a fairly large stratification in the no-till system. The largest difference, and these are significant differences, even though our LSDs were fairly large for this project due to heterogeneity, was at the 3 to 6 centimeter increment, where we actually saw about 8 milligrams per kilogram difference between conventional till and no-till. And we don't have a great explanation for why no-till was so much lower there. pH was slightly higher. There might have been more immobilization. We're not really sure. How about resin phosphorus? Resin phosphorus showed some similar differences between no-till and conventional till. The no-till was highly stratified again, ranging from about 80 milligrams per kilogram down to about 40 milligrams per kilogram over just the top 6 centimeters. The conventionally tilled system did not vary as much. It was not stratified as much, although this was not a significant interaction at p equals 0.05. What we then did was we averaged all the data from 0 down to 15 centimeters just to see if in that standard sampling depth if there were any significant differences between tillage treatments. What we found was that for resin phosphorus, bicarb phosphorus, HCl phosphorus, and also Olsen phosphorus, there were no significant differences in those phosphorus fractions between treatments. Sodium hydroxide phosphorus was the only one that showed significant difference, and that was the long-term no-till was significantly lower in sodium hydroxide phosphorus than the other three tillage systems. So the big question is, well, did that affect phosphorus uptake? Kind of the take-home message. These next three graphs will all be set up the same with long-term no-till on the left, long-term conventional till on the right, and above-ground phosphorus uptake in kilograms of phosphorus per hectare. What we can see here is that there was no significant differences in phosphorus uptake by winter wheat for each of the four tillage systems. But because this was a nitrogen study, we fertilized each of these plots with 10 kilograms of phosphorus per hectare. So that would essentially modify or negate some of the differences that we saw in soil phosphorus. So we don't put a lot of weight in our winter wheat data. What we did this year was we also sampled winter pea and spring pea phosphorus uptake. Again, however, you can see that there's no significant differences in phosphorus uptake by winter pea among those four tillage systems. And finally, just focusing on the spring pea grain phosphorus uptake, again, there's no significant differences among these four different tillage treatments. So, what's the relevance of this study? Well, our results, combined with recent studies that were published in 2006, suggest that phosphorus fertilizer rates do not need to be adjusted based on tillage system, even though stratification does occur. So, to summarize, we found that stratification of Olsen phosphorus was greater in long-term no-till systems than in long-term conventionally tilled systems. Yet all the tillage treatments had much higher phosphorus levels near the surface, regardless of tillage system. Second, long-term no-till did have significantly lower 0.1 molar sodium hydroxide phosphorus than the long-term tilled systems when we averaged over the top 15 centimeters of depth. All other phosphorus fractions were not significantly different among tillage treatments. Above ground phosphorus uptake also was not different among the different tillage treatments. And finally, these results, combined with other recently published studies, suggest that phosphorus rate recommendations do not need to consider type of tillage system. Are there any questions? Yes. Sweep tillage, and it's on a shovel, and it only went about 3 inches deep. So good question. You notice that the stratification differences pretty much went away at about 8-9 centimeters, so right about that depth. Yep. So one pass per year, and only about 7.5 centimeters deep. Yep. Gary?
The wheat's the only crop that got phosphorus. The other crop
right.
Yes,
good point. I had that note there. I forgot to say it. Winter pea and spring pea were not fertilized. That's why we put a little more weight in that data, but it all showed exactly the same thing. No differences in phosphorus uptake. Apparently, plants are very good at being able to use the phosphorus that's there, regardless of whether it's up high or down low. Yes? Yeah, the question was, did we expect to see any sort of phosphorus response based on our Olsen phosphorus test levels? And we do. Our critical level in Montana is 16 milligrams per kilogram. Only right at the surface did we have 16. When we averaged over the top 15 centimeters, the average was about 10 milligrams per kilogram. So we did expect to see a phosphorus response. If there were differences in phosphorus availability, we should have seen that in our phosphorus uptake, and we did not. Good question.